That's really cool. And you were in college when you started this. Did you finish out college? Is this your full-time job, just traveling?
This is my full-time job now. So yeah. I say I'm the CEO of Wandermore Publishing, although like I'm literally the only person in the company. There is nobody else but me. But my days are made up of writing and traveling and photography. And I try to post daily on all of the other five pages. So it's a grind for sure. I probably work an average of like 12 hours a day, which is just like nuts. But
that is crazy.
Wandermore kind of combines all my passions into one. So like it's fun for me. Yeah. Despite all the work, but I did finish college too, so I said I was a freshman in 2020 when I got sent home from Nebraska.
Yep.
By the time I graduated in May of 2023, I had just started Kansas, my fourth state, and I got my degree in business administration, marketing, and sales. Go figure, the guy who's promoting yep. his book everywhere he possibly can. And here we are 2 years later. I've been able to do this full time since May of 23. So about, I guess, 2 years next month will be my little work anniversary, I guess. That's you could funny. Say.
I cannot imagine doing that while still being, I just graduated a couple months ago, and I can't imagine doing both at the same time and just like
it
traveling.
It was crazy. Yeah, I was also an RA. Like that was my
full time
job.
Oh my gosh. So you were busy.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like, that Iowa to South Dakota stretch, like mid-2021 to like August 2022, like my life was literally like school, RA, and this Wandermore stuff and like nothing else. Mm-hmm. Like that's all my memories from like that 15-month stretch, because I was so busy all the time.
Yeah. What do your family and friends, like that's crazy. Did it like affect your relationships? How do you think, is your family supportive of it?
Yeah, they're super supportive. So thankfully, like I did go back and forth a lot. So yeah. And I still do that nowadays, where I don't leave for more than maybe I'm up there for like 9 or 10 days at max. But then I come back for a few weeks and mm-hmm. hang out with friends and see the family. So like even this last week, you know, with Easter and everything, I got to come home and see my family and everything before I dipped out again. But I'm also getting married this September.
Oh
so,
my gosh!
My fiance Elise, I know she kind of has a hold on me to make sure, like, hey, like, make sure you're coming home at least for, like, a week or two at a time and not completely disappearing. So, yeah, it was fine all throughout. And I think it's worth mentioning, too, that I did have buddies where one buddy, Austin, went with me to every town in Nebraska and Iowa.
Okay.
And a different one, Jack, he went with me to every town in South Dakota. So for the first three states, I actually had somebody with me. For every town.
That's cool, which is nice to just have support and people helping you through.
Right.
Yeah. What does like the planning? So you're starting at stage three next, right, of Minnesota? You were starting
stage four.
The plan. Okay, stage four. How does from the moment you posted on Facebook that you were starting to plan for that stage, getting ideas where to go, what does that process planning for that stage look like?
So it starts off with this little Rand McNally map that I have. I kind of partitioned off like parts of the state, knowing like, okay, like there's certain points of the year I'm only going to have like 6 days I can go up, and like I can realistically do this many towns in 6 days in this mm-hmm. region. It kind of depends on their size and stuff too, but I've kind of got a gauge for knowing like, okay, based on the populations, like here's how many towns I can do in this particular county area or region or whatever. But I pick out those towns based on the amount of time I have for the next trip. I put them up on Facebook so folks can give me those suggestions. And so I'm always asking for like restaurant recommendations and like different museums to check out, like points of interest, like unique community facets, like maybe like there's a new community center or the high school just got built or like something along those lines. And I kind of compile all those suggestions for a week or two. And then I go through and I just hand select the ones that most interest me. I get like literally hundreds of requests to meet up and like go see certain things. And so I really have to kind of narrow down like what do I think, excuse me, will best describe the community
mm-hmm.
When I make my Facebook town spotlight on it. And so I plan my little itinerary and it's literally like minute by minute. Like I have every minute of every day planned out for when I'm up there. So I make sure like, I can meet as many people as possible. I make it all the towns, make sure I get at least 6 hours of sleep a night in the hotel room before I wake up at 5:30 in the morning to hit the road or whatever. And
yeah.
I get home, and after making all the spotlights and my little wrap-up post, I do it all over again with the next leg.